fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Alive, it's alive.
Welcome to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making pop.
With your host, Parker. Featuring the sultry sounds of Fred, and also Alan on the board.
Let's go already!
And now, let's start the Van Show.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the 137th edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Seventh.
I wanted to fart that seven out. Yep. Seventh is a good word to fart. So welcome to the show, everybody. We're so glad you joined us. The show. It's the only show.
It's the only show that has a show within a show.
Right. It's the show where we review the show that you never see, which is our show. This is a tribute. The show is a tribute to the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. This is a review from that. No one ever listens to that. So welcome to the show. We're super glad you joined us, and we can't thank you enough for your support on, are we getting support on any of these? Nope. You can always check us out at blcpodcast.com and listen to us every single day on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to like and review the show. And now, it's Fred and Alan.
Oh, man.
High energy.
All the time I got applause.
I like that guy at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, the one guy. Like, yeah, that's the one guy who tweets us.
Yeah.
He's like, they did it. Part of the show. Well, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are super glad you joined us. It has been an eventful week in the world of the world.
So many things
to get through. We got a ton to get through today. So without further ado, Fred is going to tell us all about WrestleMania.
WrestleMania! Yeah, brother. It was the big WrestleMania 40. Yeah. I think that's 40. Is the XL? Ain't the extra large? It's 40,
XL
right?
XL is
like,
50? 40? 50?
No, it's 40. It's 40.
I think L
X
is
10. 10 is... L is 30.
That's a stupid... Why would it be 30?
XL. WrestleMania.
L is 50.
XL. It's 50?
I thought so, yeah. My
10, but 10 X in the front means minus.
40, yeah. So...
Yeah, so it was 40, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's insane, man. I watched all of it, too. I watched
it's like multiple days now, right?
Yeah, Friday night was the Hall of Fame, and then Saturday night was, I guess, round one.
What?
And then Sunday night was round two. Yeah, so Muhammad Ali got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Just in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well. He's Muhammad Ali.
He did. He refereed at the first WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So
first and only referee to ever make it in the Hall of Fame.
I did watch the Paul Heyman speech.
Right, yeah. Paul, he choked up, man. He's that guy you love to hate. Yeah,
I like at the end, he's like, fuck you.
Stand there. Yeah. I can't stand I love to hate it. Such a weasel. Yeah, I mean, yes. Big fat weasel.
He is. He's awesome.
So in this episode, I learned that Fred and Alan both watch wrestling, and I do not.
Well, I used to watch wrestling.
Watch it religiously.
Oh, yeah. We used to go to wrestling and all that with Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a wrestling show because I was throwing quarters at Buff Bagwell.
He was another one who was, man, you just love to hate him.
I was like maybe 15, 20 rows up, and I was supposed to do laundry that day, and this dude was like, hey, man, I got tickets to the wrestling. You want to go? I was like, hell yeah. Like, and I just had all those quarters in my pocket. and Buff Bagwell and Big Papa Pump. Yeah. They came out, you know what I'm saying? And I was just chucking. I was like waving my hands like, yeah, but I was chucking quarters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they caught you.
And they caught me, you know what I mean?
That was a Nitro? They had the Nitro girls
Yeah. Then I got kicked out. But like they just took me to the door and was like, get out of here. You know what I mean? And so I snuck around the backside, like where you used to go out and smoke.
Yeah.
And I went in and I bought another t-shirt. Like I bought like a t-shirt for the concession.
20 more quarters.
I was back. I snuck back in.
Like nothing can stop me. Yeah. Use all my quarters for a t-shirt.
Use the rest of the quarters to buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. And you got a free t-shirt out of it, sort of.
I did. Well, not really. But.
So what was the highlight of this year's WrestleMania? Because, again, well, I don't know.
The big thing with, so, you know, like the whole controversy with Vince McMahon and going on and everything. And that's the thing. I just got back into it.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I just got back into it. So I didn't know, like, the real storylines of what's going on. All I know is, like, Cody Rhodes, okay. Dusty Rhodes' son
yeah.
was, like, his, like, finish the dream was, like, his tagline or finish the story. Okay. So evidently something happened back in the day where he got kicked out of wrestling or he wasn't, you know,
He left.
Okay. Yeah. So now he's back, and evidently he had never won the championship.
Sure.
The championship belt. So, like, you know, his dad won the championship belt. So now it's like full circle. He came back around. It was him
spoilers.
Versus.
Did he win? He played Rick. It was that guy, the sweaty guy. Yeah, what's his name? I can't think
more
of his
specific
name.
Roman Reigns,
there you go.
Yeah, so it's the Bloodline, which is like
right.
all the Rock, all that side, the Samoans, yeah, it's all that.
Right.
They're like the heels now, and okay. Cody Rhodes is the good guy, whatever they call it. But
is he still dressed like Stardust?
I swear to God, he came out and he had like this big, not a trench coat, but like it's a big coat. You know what I'm saying? Big long coat, red, white, and blue all over it, and it had these big
Because he's the American Nightmare.
Yeah, he's the American Nightmare. He had a Skeletor helmet on.
Why don't people take this seriously?
Yeah.
You should do your Skeletor voice.
I can't do it. I don't shoot my.
You'll never get.
Yeah. I'm coming to get you, Dwayne.
Yeah, man.
And you too, Greasy. I mean, I like Roman Reigns.
I like the meme though. What?
But to me, who he really looked like if you see him without that shit, he looks all fucking like Aryan. He's got like this bleach blonde hair and it's all pulled back. He looked like Homelander. I swear to God, he looked like Homelander.
When he turns heel, he's gonna be good, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cause he's already got the face for it. Yep. I mean, he just looks like an asshole. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for me to like him.
Right.
Because he looks like an asshole.
Right. Yep.
But yeah, so the night Saturday night, it was a tag team match between Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Versus Roman Reigns and The Rock.
Okay.
So like shit went down.
Sure.
It was like a 30-minute match and Cody lost. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Pretty much that's what happened.
Sure.
And if he lost, then he had to fight Roman Reigns with Bloodline rules. Pretty much saying that we can do whatever we want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you that's have to perfect. Follow like the yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bloodline. And so they were fighting Sunday night as the main event match, and Cody Rhodes is getting the shit beat out of him because everybody's cheating and whatever.
Right.
And then
it's Polynesian rules.
Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you hear, John Cena comes out. John Cena comes out, starts wrecking shit. Boom, bam, bam. Then turns around, The Rock comes out.
Of course.
The Rock comes running out, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's John Cena and The Rock. We ain't seen that shit.
20 years.
You know, yeah.
It's been a minute.
And then, The Rock beats the shit out of John Cena. You know what I'm saying? Takes his belt off that it has Cody Rhodes' blood on it. Cody Rhodes' mom is sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
He's like, you see, oh, he was cussing. He was cussing his ass.
The Rock was?
The Rock was, yeah.
Sure.
He told the referees, don't get your fucking ass out of here or you're fired. Don't fuck with me.
My kids are watching this.
Yeah.
Rock's supposed to be like a board member.
Your kids are watching, and I'm like,
oh. Dad, Jumanji, it seems weird now.
So, yeah, okay. So Rock comes out, and then Seth Rollins jumps in the ring, tries to sneak him. One of the Bloodline comes in, knocks him out. And he's sitting there talking shit to, like, Cody Rhodes' mom. And they say, the lights go out.
Yeah.
And you hear that. Doom.
No.
Doom.
Yeah.
Fucking Undertaker's coming, man.
Yeah, Taker shows up.
Yeah. He's sitting there, like, the lights come back on, and he's sitting there screaming. And you're like, what the fuck? Come on out of here. He's looking at the ramp. Yeah, and then the Undertaker's, the Rock is, and the Undertaker's standing right behind him, like,
oh, man.
That's
classic.
The greatest night in sports.
Classic wrestling.
Yeah, classic wrestling, man.
You gotta love
he
that.
He comes in and fucking choke slams the Rock. The lights go out for, 30 seconds, and then come back on, and he's gone. You know what I mean?
I was wondering, where'd he go? Because the rest of the match, does he stay under the ring the rest of the match?
Probably.
And then everybody leaves.
Was he under there?
The whole time?
Yeah, he's there the whole time. They went about 17, 18 minutes before the show started.
But, I mean, it's not like he could come out in between matches and get up under
right.
there.
I'm sure that there's
So he's under there for like 3 hours.
Where was it at?
Playing video games.
He's got a whole like setup under there. It's
like a little man game. That'd be awesome.
It was in Philadelphia.
Okay, well,
It was in Philadelphia.
I'm sure there was a tunnel or something set up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was. It was at the football field. And another so that was the main event. But another thing, one I liked, it was Rey Mysterio's match with against his son.
Yeah.
Oh no.
His son turned heel. And like beat the shit out of Rey Mysterio, so now they're fighting at WrestleMania.
He's been beating the shit out of him for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh
my god.
And so like they're in their match, and his son, goes out to grab a chair.
Dominique Mysterio.
Yeah, Dominique Mysterio, and Rey Mysterio has the Luchador mask.
Sure.
So like he goes to grab that chair, and then like these two huge luchadors come out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at them, I'm like, hold on, man, these are white dudes, man.
they got
the full beard with the mask on.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, it was Kelsey and another one of the Eagles.
Oh,
they
really?
Came out, came out and saved saved Rey Mysterio.
He still does the 619 and everything.
He does, man. I mean, now that was a good match, though, for the, acrobatics.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was one big move where, my man got on the middle rope on the outside of the ring. There's, three guys on the floor, you know what I'm saying, all beat up, And then, two more dudes come on each side of him and grab the rope. He jumps down on it. And they boost him with that bottom rope. He flies 15, 20 feet in the air. You know what I'm saying? And then lands on those dudes.
You figure Ray's getting close to his 50s, man.
He's 40. He's 47. I think we
Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, he's 47, 49.
But he can keep up easy.
Oh, yeah, man. Wow. Yeah. Yeah,
that's crazy. Well, so but all in all,
WrestleMania wrestling might got me back for a little bit. I might have 40. To check out.
So how many choke slams does it get?
Yeah.
Oh, that was 5 choke slams. I tell you that last
five out of
match,
5 choke slams.
Like even my kids, not even they know who the Rock is, but and they know who John Cena is.
Yeah, who
you know what I'm saying? But you're right. but like everybody else, they really didn't know. But like when they came out, man, I mean, like the whole house was rocking. We were like, oh, yeah. Oh my God. Ah, ah. You know what I'm saying? It was a real good, fun family night.
Except for the Rock cursing up a storm.
Because he comes out and he's like, oh yeah, give it up and all that shit. But he's Peacemaker, man.
Yeah.
Right.
He's Peacemaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
he's Ricky Stanicky.
Yep.
I don't know when people can come back. They need to hurry up, though.
They need to hurry up.
I think they said it was going to be like 26 or 27, okay. Though. Because they were trying to work stuff in.
Yeah, they take their time.
To like a storyline and shit.
Remember when people used to do shows? They ended the last one. All the time.
Yeah, when they ended the last one, he got the mission for that second Suicide Squad.
Right.
Yeah.
Which has already come out.
Yeah, which has already come out.
Yeah, it was a prequel, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never figure it out. Yeah, that second one was all right. Anywho, so the Master or the WrestleMania, great. I tried to get our buddy Dave, our wrestling expert, to come on with us this week because he's, again, that's kind of his thing. He said he couldn't because he was making his way toward the Olympics so that he could report on the Olympics for us.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't even know where the Olympics are, but he's making his way out there, wherever that may be.
They're in France.
Oh, he's going to love it. He's gonna love France.
Oui, oui. Uh-huh.
It's nothing more that Dave would like than a bunch of pretentious people with butter.
And baguettes.
Lots of butter and baguettes.
With their baguettes hanging out.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of baguettes, Fred, great job. How about that eclipse?
Oh, baguette.
Tell me all about it. Tell me. All I know is Fred sent me a video of a rather sacktastic version of the eclipse.
So, did you read like where that came, what happened?
No, I didn't, because I don't speak the Espanol.
So the Spanish news company or the Spanish news channel were telling people send in videos of the eclipse.
Oh, jeez.
And I guess they didn't vet them. They just put them on straight on the air, man. And some dude dropped his nuts in front of the sun.
Yeah, it was a total eclipse of the balls.
This is sent in by Harry Moon.
That's funny.
Thanks, Harry.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh, well, okay, yeah, there it was. So what did you guys, in the world? Did you think anything was going to happen with the eclipse? People were freaking out, man.
They were
like Alabama declared a state of emergency.
That is insane.
In advance of it.
When did Sarah Huckabee Sanders become the mayor of the governor? Oh,
the governor was like immediately after she like was like,
oh, down
yeah,
from
I like Donald right. Trump. Yeah, they're like, you're in.
Like the last election.
Yeah, yeah. So she's scared of science.
Yeah.
And so she was like, oh, it's a state of emergency. Watch out.
She had a press conference with them cowboy boots on, man.
All I'm saying.
I mean, they did. I mean, it was crazy. They were saying, like, in counties up here, they were saying that don't go out.
Right.
You know, and the cops came out and said, hey, if you guys want to go out, you guys, we ain't going to stop you. It's like, this is stupid. It's a fucking eclipse.
I had a guy.
One day.
Like, man, they said it's going to be some terrorist attacks. I was like,
yeah. You are idiots. Man.
Yeah,
that's what they. I'm sure Sarah Huckabee Sanders was like, "It's gonna be black one day. It's a state of emergency."
Yeah,
this is their chance to do all their crimes.
Yeah,
for 14 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah,
hey,
Jesus,
that's crazy. Yeah, no, people were going crazy over it, man. It's crazy.
That was my third eclipse seeing it.
Probably mine. Something. I definitely my second. I may be the third. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a total eclipse.
Like
no, yeah. I mean, it's like my third or fourth. I mean, I've seen a bunch of them, but this
really,
yeah. But I think this is the first. Not this one. The one 7 years ago or 8 years.
Yeah,
ago, first total.
Full. Yeah, total, yeah. That one was total. That one. Was
all these other ones are just. It's just crap.
Annular.
Just lame.
So amazing. I mean
it's fine.
Not what's so amazing that the moon goes in front of the sun?
No. What's amazing? No. What I will say is amazing is like just. The shade of outside, like the thing that would, and again, I get it. We talked about this probably over the last one, or maybe not. I guess not because it was like 8 years ago. But I could see why people back in the day shouldn't be today, yeah, but back in the day where like this could be the end of the world.
Freaking out.
Shit is happening right now. Yeah. I totally get that. But like, yeah, when it got gloomy outside and it's like the middle of the day and it got all cool.
I felt weird. Yeah, you know I'm saying.
Yeah, like, it was cool. Like it was cool outside.
Felt weird. Yeah.
Yeah, Alan doesn't.
Not enough that I had to stop, but I just
right.
I just
had to commit crimes. Yeah. Just like Sarah Huckabee Sanders told me.
For about 14 and a half minutes, I did want to steal some hubcaps.
Yeah, see? We got the eclipse classes and everything. The kids are out of school, like took a half day of school because, you know, the eclipse and everything. And then, so like the whole way home, I'm like, all right, kids, just whatever you do, don't look at the sun without the glasses on.
Right.
And Nate, of course, my youngest, is like, I'm going to look at the sun. And I'm like, you can't look at the sun without the glasses on. He's like, what's it going to do? And I was like, it's going to fry your eyes so you won't be able to see. He's like, I don't need to see. I'm 5 years old. And I'm like, that's not how this is going to work, son.
Ever.
Yeah, I'm like, don't do it. And Jack was like, maybe I should do it. And I was like, you know, Donald Trump looked at the last eclipse. And he's like, okay, I'll put on the glasses. And I was like, all right, thanks.
You know, that's the reason, you know, because at the beginning I was like, why did they cancel school?
Yeah.
And now I understand why, is they didn't want to take the responsibility.
Yeah, I totally get it. No, I totally get it. Like I said,
Because kids tell them not to, and they do it.
You don't think one of those kids was going to dare his friends to stare at the thing for 30 seconds? Yeah, and he would, because I would have done
it. That was like Greenville County, because I was in Greenwood when it happened, and Greenwood
doesn't give a shit.
They have school.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, and they were telling
Greenwood was like, look at the sun, children.
In Texas, they were like, look at the sun. It's all right. This is normal.
That kind of reminded me of never mind. Nope, I ain't going to talk about that.
Cause that's good, subject. Good. I don't want to hear it.
Because it's what?
That's a different subject. I don't want to jump subjects.
Okay, well, we I would love to hear it. So, but we'll go ahead.
It reminds me of that new show, Three Body Problem.
Oh, I started watching that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Isn't
really
it? Good. Maybe.
Wait till episode 5. Wait till episode 5.
That's exactly where I am. I just got to episode 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Okay, they're going
out. And I was like, I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
You ruined it.
I was just saying. I didn't know
there was a spaceship. Jesus.
It's not a spaceship.
Oh, a boat ship. Oh, yeah, there is a boat ship. Yeah.
There is a boat.
There's an American warship for sure.
They refabricated.
I'm expecting every single person. So if you haven't seen Three Body Problem yet, it's on Netflix, and it's basically, I guess it was done by the producers or whatever of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
So essentially, it's like sci-fi version
Wong,
of Game of Thrones.
Ain't it Wong? Ain't that Wong?
Yeah, there's a lot of Wongs in it too.
I'm saying
two Wongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
From the Marvel movies, Wong.
The guy who's the guy.
He just did one movie, and it was the Incredible Hulk.
No, he was in two. Wong was in like three of them.
He was in two Wong Fu.
Yeah, Wong was in like three or four.
Yeah, he was in
two Wong Fu.
He didn't have big parts.
Two Wong Fu.
Get it? I did start watching
Thanks
that
for
out of curiosity.
Julie Newmar.
Newmar, that's right. Because I was like, oh, this is all the people from Game of Thrones in another show that.
Is it?
There's a lot of people from Game of Thrones on that show.
I know the big dude is.
Yep. The guy who played Sam or whatever his name was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the dude who played, what was that dude? I don't remember.
Oh,
Sam
yeah.
Barath, the, whatever the
Barathe,
guy is.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. No, just watch it, and there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And okay. I was, because every time some new guy would come on, I'm like, oh, there's another one. there's Flam Blam and Jackal Blap.
Well, they had that one season they didn't do, so they had to pay him for it. So
yeah. No, I will.
I finished it today, and I think it's. I think it was pretty good.
Yeah,
it
ended, so far it's.
It ended. I didn't like the ending.
Burp, 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 burp. I don't want to hear it.
So two Wongs did not make it right.
Exactly. No, it did not.
Exactly. Well, so great. That has nothing to do with the eclipse. Sort of.
No, but the eclipse. Let me tell you. So, like, during the eclipse was the first day of the Masters, and they.
What?
The eclipse was the first day of Monday was the first day of the Masters, and they had the eclipse going on while it was just practice rounds, you know what I'm saying? But they still let patrons in, you know, you can still go out there. So they had video of like everybody.
They made
custom made Masters
of course
eclipse glass. But no, that shit is cheap down there. They don't price gouge. at Augusta. Except no, they for
just,
the tickets.
I was going to say, they just priced out you to get in the door.
Except for the tickets. You're gonna pay for them tickets. Yeah. But, like, once you get in there, you know, like, everything's pretty much, like,
free.
Good price there. I got good prices. Like, but I saw somebody trying to resell them online for, like, $75.
That doesn't surprise me. It's like, geez. That doesn't surprise me a bit, man.
I would like a pair, but I'm not paying $75.
No. No. Not for, like, when's the next eclipse, you know?
2054, I think.
2054. I gotta wait. Oh man, I gotta live 30 more years to see another eclipse.
And that's a total. That's a total.
Okay. Well, so I took my kids out to it. Like I said, we had the glasses and everything. We went out. We went out a few times. The first time it was like just a little bit. You know, it was just carved out a little bit. So, and they were like, "Dad, this is lame." And I was like, "Yeah, it's pretty lame. All right, let's go back in." So we went back in. Then like I looked out like later on about four or something, and it was like, "Oh, it looked weird outside." Right.
Right.
Like, and so I was like, "Oh, something must be going on. Let's go back out." So we go back out, and they're like, "Oh, wow." And then I'm like, "Okay, you know, it's pretty good. Pretty good eclipse right here." And they're like, literally looked out for like 30 seconds. So like, "Cool, let's go back in." And I was like, "Okay." That's like, it. If I'd have known it was 30 years till the next one.
Dude, isn't that like, that's crazy how an eclipse of the sun cannot occupy.
Well, you know? But I mean, what are you going to like?
Yeah, like, I know. Okay. I get it. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
No, like now they were excited. We were excited for the other one, like the total one. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, right.
Like that was a big deal, you know. Mm-hmm. But Do you know that
this is the only planet that actually in our solar system that has a total eclipse? Because our moon is perfectly the same size as the sun is. So if you're on if you're on another planet, the sun is either bigger than the moon,
right?
Than the moon's on. Yep.
Stupid. The sun and the moon.
I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? But I'm not.
that's an Allen eclipse fact.
Yeah.
No, don't believe that, y'all.
No, seriously.
He's not saying the sun and the moon are the same size.
No, what I'm saying
that's
is...
That's not what he's trying to say.
No.
Okay.
He's saying the size of the moon when it's in between the Earth and the sun is...
Right.
Appears to be the same size as the sun.
Okay. Perfectly. Yeah, covers it perfectly.
Right.
It does that.
Okay.
So it's like, here's the sun, and there's the moon.
There's the sun, and there's the moon. And he goes...
Perfect.
You know?
And you're like, I just got eclipse all over me.
I got eclipse.
Someone eclipse all over my back.
Right.
That's right.
So, well, I'm glad that you guys made it. I'm glad you didn't freak out or anything. I was a little worried because you never know. I know, especially Fred, with you and your conspiracy theories, that you're like, this could be it.
When it comes to like celestial stuff,
my thing is like something like that. Again, back in the day, totally scared the shit out of me.
Right, yeah.
Because
we knew it was coming.
People were still stupid
months ago.
Yeah,
well, we knew it was coming 24 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But
and
then
people are still like,
you just be out there doing your thing, and the shit it gets dark.
Right,
and then you look up at it because you want to know what the hell.
Your
going
eyes
on,
get all burnt.
And you get your burn out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this damn eclipse.
You would think something's going on.
Well, now you know why they called it. Now you know why they called a state of emergency.
Yeah.
Well, they probably called the state of emergency because people now are so stupid they probably stare at it with no glasses.
Stare at it.
I would. Yeah, they are. Damn it.
Did you get glasses like ahead of time?
Yeah. Well, my wife Amazoned them.
I didn't.
Yeah, then it turned out like they said the last time, the Amazon ones are like, don't use the Amazon ones.
That's what I read. And then so we got them and I checked them because there were like ways you could make sure that they were fine. Yeah. So I was like, okay, these are legit enough. And that's why I was like, maybe I should look first because if I get, you know, my vision's already effed up. So
we'll take it for the team.
Right. Well, you know, for the future generations.
Yeah.
And thankfully it didn't screw up. So, but I'll tell you what, I get it because there was nothing I wanted to do more than look up at that fucking sun. Oh, I kept on wanting to look.
I did like this. I did.
Every part of my body's like, don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sun. And then there was one part of my brain that's like, look at the sun.
Did you take a picture?
No.
No. I tried to take a picture with my camera.
You got to do it through the eclipse glasses.
Right.
How am I going to line that up?
When they did the regular one, like I had the camera and I did a bunch of filters and all that shit, you know.
Right. Because it was real.
We procrastinated on getting the glasses, and like Sunday comes rolling around, and I was like, damn, we gotta go get the glasses. And like, we went everywhere and nobody had them. And then my wife checked Facebook, and she was like, there's a guy on the side of the road selling them for $2 a piece.
Like, he's got it, they're from the Masters.
See, when I last time I took this picture the last time with the camera.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Look at that. Looks like 2000. That's
just like that Pink Floyd album.
Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Sun.
Yeah, I took that the last time.
That's cool. So Alan did something. What'd you do, Fred? Anything? No, me neither.
I didn't do nothing. I was working.
No, actually, this last one, I kept looking down and working.
Yeah.
I was putting paint on the ground. I was like,
I refuse to.
I looked up at it a couple times. I didn't.
No, I mean, Well, I mean, the shadows were different.
Sure.
Right.
And it had like a, and then actually it didn't, it felt like there was burning. Like, you know, when it.
Yeah, it felt like it's smoky. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was smoky. Like,
yeah. Like if you were trapped in a big forest fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when they, smoky. Remember when all that had on them fires in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Besides that.
Fire.
You know, to steal hubcats for 14 minutes. That was about it.
That's why you kept looking down. You're like,
79 Cadillac.
He's like, all the white people are looking up. Now's my chance.
That's my chance to steal their hubcaps.
That's what it made me kind of like put me in the mind of, too, is that don't look up.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I shouldn't look up. Maybe I shouldn't look at it.
I don't know. We'll get there. Well, I'm glad we all survived, and hopefully most other people did too.
Partial apocalypse.
All right. Well, on that,
Billy Baldwin Jr.
On that magical wordplay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Black Link Collective podcast. Now with eclipse action, we should make our own eclipse classes.
Yeah.
The Black Lincoln Collective podcast will return after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome back to the 137th episode of the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. We're so glad you're still with us. We're so glad you don't know what just happened. It's just a great commercial is all, really. And now we're even more so glad that you get to join us for a little segment we like to call Fredline News.
Hey,
the whole thing.
It's not working. It's not working.
I hear it.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh,
Fredline News.
There it is. Fredline News.
FredlineNews.com.
From around the world and your neighborhood.
In your butt.
Fredline News.
In your butt.
Yeah. Sponsored by Bang Bros.
Oh, man. Customer shoots
Bang
Chipotle
Bros.
Worker over guacamole dispute in Michigan. Chipotle employee in Southfield, Michigan was shot in the leg by a customer Friday night. Police source told the news. Shooting steam from an argument over guacamole.
What was the argument?
It was loud. And then we just all ran out, said one of the patrons. I was really thinking I was going to be shot. Okay, so,
wow.
Sorry, I did not pre-read.
We are off tonight, boys.
We went from where we were and stayed in the same pace.
Yeah. Same energy. So they argued over guacamole.
Over guacamole. It didn't say whether the man had didn't want guacamole or wanted guacamole. Only thing they telling me is that everybody heard the shot and was like, holy guacamole!
All that for that?
Worth it.
Did you hear me? Holy guacamole!
Senor.
Okay.
This nah, is it's Chipotle. Like, this is a Chipotle, man. Come on. Okay, that's Fredline News. Fredline number one.
Fredline News on one. Number two. A woman shoots interstate drivers and said God told her because of the eclipse.
Oh, I saw this.
Is this Florida?
Florida woman. Florida woman.
Yeah, it made sense. It's Florida.
It was Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
It was her.
She's like, state of emergency. I'm going to go start shooting people on the highway.
Yeah, with my cowboy boots.
What's the emergency? I'm the emergency. A woman checked out of a Florida hotel and told staff she was going on a God-directed shooting spree because of, you want to take a guess?
The eclipse.
Why? There you go.
You said it already.
Crazy.
You kind of told us.
But it's okay. Still a good guess by me.
Yeah, it was. She shot two people on Interstate 10 before being arrested and charged with attempted murder.
There you go. And so it was just that Jesus said that eclipse is
that's
the
it.
Devil?
He said the eclipse told her to do it, man.
The poor eclipse Jesus, told me to man. Do it.
Jesus gets quoted so many times for so much shit.
Telling him.
Actually, poor I'm man. Sorry. He was from Georgia.
Oh, there you go.
And she drove to Florida.
Ah.
Yeah, look at that.
See, I tell you, Georgia got the best people to do everything.
Yeah.
Best eclipse hunters in the world.
She's like, I ain't going to do it in Georgia. I'll do it in Florida.
What, no, what it was news. Is she probably heard the term eclipse hunters, which is people who follow, like drive to where so they can see the eclipse. And she was like, I'll get that fucking eclipse one way or the other. Yeah, and she's like, that car could be, I see a Mitsubishi Eclipse, I'll take it out.
Yeah, that's it, probably.
That's what she was shooting at.
Who the fuck drives a Yugo anymore?
Yugo, but it's
terrible.
There you go. Fredline News number two. What was that?
Number two.
Nope, that was number two.
That was number two.
That was number three. So.
I said number two twice and you didn't make the noise, Alan.
Oh.
Anyway.
A burglar left a large bowel movement.
No.
Oh. That was not a large one, yeah.
You had a large. Okay, well, I'll give you one. Here it is.
Yeah. Burgling.
That was burgling.
It was a real turd burglar. Thank you, Alan.
Burglar leaves large bowel movement in victim's toilet. And this is in Guelph, Ontario.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, north of the border, eh?
Yeah.
Was it a double decker or did he just leave it in the toilet?
Well, a woman has been arrested for a weekend break-in during which police say a large bowel movement was left in the victim's toilet. There you go. Officers were called to the home on Edinburgh Road South just after 4 p.m. Saturday. A homeowner told officers they had gone out around 3 hours earlier and returned to find several windows smashed. Prescription medication, clothing, jewelry, sunglasses, along with other property.
Toilet paper.
The suspect left behind clothing, boots, and a credit card.
Ooh, that must have been a real serious dump.
Yeah. You had to get paid for it.
If you had to take your credit card out before you took a dump, that's a real deal dump.
Mm. Oh, the 22-year-old from Guelph has been charged with breaking and entering and possessing stolen property. So, no, it was a regular dump. She probably didn't have no poop knife.
I thought if I took the posters, yeah. I could leave the poop. It's an even trade.
You know, that's probably like opioids. You know what I mean? They back
sure.
you up. You know
oh, yeah, that's true. Heroin poops, right? That's
so, yeah. So,
I'm like, not saying he was on heroin. That's alleged.
No, it was a she.
That was a chick.
Oh, the lady was the burglar.
Yeah.
Ooh, a sexy burglar. Yeah.
So you know that's got to be nasty, man, because you know women take some
heroin addicts.
That's probably what it was. Is she's like, I haven't taken a dump in 4 years, and I can't do it in my house.
Usually you can't do it in public. You gotta right, wait till you get home.
So she
was, not this lady.
She's the opposite.
We broke in somebody's house and took a grumpy.
She's like, hold on, let me take my boots off first. Yeah.
Like, well, this is serious.
Hey, I'll tell you, I do that too. If this is serious, I got to get naked, man. I'm sitting there.
Yeah, because
like,
you're going to be sweating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I got to get my legs stretched. And, what little core I have left for pushing.
Yeah. I mean, poop it out.
Got to give birth to this baby. Yeah.
The Heimlich. He's doing the, yeah. You're doing your Lamaze. Like, okay, on three, I'm going to push.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
funny. Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
All right.
Refreshing.
Fredline number 4. Sierra Leone declares emergency after addicts dig up graves to get high on drugs made from human bones.
What is that?
The world coming to, man? Apparently, the drug has become a widespread problem, and dealers have reportedly turned to grave robbers, breaking into thousands of tombs to steal skeletons to keep up with demand.
It's because they need those boner pills.
Are they going to like a cemetery where there were a bunch of junkies? So all that residual is their bones?
The heroin's in the marrow.
Yeah, let's dig up Cheech's corpse.
Yeah.
I'm gonna smoke them bones, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wonder what drug you can make from human bones. Let me look.
It's some kind of psychoactive drug crafted from human bones. And
Kush.
I don't know.
We're not gonna make it, man.
Okay. Well, no, we're not gonna make it. Look, it's a lot of work. So apparently, I'm just saying. Notably, the drug dubbed Kush is made from a variety of toxic substances. One of which is, and which is the main ingredient, is ground up human bone. The narcotic first emerged in the West African country about 6 years ago. According to the outlet, it induces a hypotonic high, which can last several hours.
That is insane, man.
Let's get it. I can dig it.
Let's try it.
I can dig it. Can you dig it? Damn. But could it be because of the embalming fluid?
It says it's a zombie drug.
It's a zombie drug.
And it says it apparently is so addictive that users can be hooked after one hit.
Yeah, it might have him.
Sounds to me like once you take it, you're gotten boned.
Boned, man.
That's a grave mistake.
You're dead.
It's just Fred, what it is it's just so gravely addicting.
Those jokes are going to put us under.
Okay, there you go, 6 feet under. Ayo.
Oh my!
All right, I can't think of anything else. Okay, right now. I can't think of any other jokes to unearth.
All right. You're killing me.
I like my Kush fresh. So I'll take the bone from you right now. Okay. Yeah, I certainly feel like the more we do this, the deeper we're digging our grave. Yeah. Terrible.
Oh my God. I bet that dude barbecue could make a killing.
Oh,
did you see his barbecue. Did you see his music video? He came out with a video. He came out with a music video today.
Oh.
No.
I'll have to watch that after the show.
Yep.
Next week on the Black League Collective podcast.
Notorious Haitian gang leader barbecue.
Notorious BBQ.
Finally, a food show that I can participate in.
Oh my
god. So okay, great, good, bone, right. Bones.
Bones, yeah. Number five?
Sure.
Sure.
Suburban police warn of senior assassin's water gun game played by students wearing ski masks, which is the dumbest shit I've ever heard of. So this is in Gurnee, Illinois. Multiple suburban police departments are warning the community about a game high school seniors are playing called Senior Assassin. On Tuesday, a group of seniors wearing like, ski masks. Yeah, I thought it was too.
I was like, seniors, like, I'm going to get you, sonny.
I thought it was old people.
I'm going to smother you with a pillow. I got to get some of that Kush drug.
I'm going to trip you down the stairs.
I need
with my
your bones, yeah. Young man. Give me your bones. Okay, so. Yeah.
This is seniors in high school. Masks, and they wearing ski masks, and they have water guns that apparently look like real firearms.
Sure.
And that's they're going into like restaurants and stuff, and they see other seniors from the school or whatever, and they
SNS cafeteria.
So there was this game that like we were gonna play when I was probably
my shrimp.
I think I was like 19 or 20. There's a bunch of us. And that was the whole thing. It was going to be like a group of like 30 people.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was going to be called like Assassins. It was like a Nerf gun thing, like where you get a Nerf gun and you like get like a, you would get a name. You'd be like, this is this guy's name.
Yeah.
And like, this is where they work. This is their hours, whatever. And so you would like go and attempt to assassinate them without, you know, being found out. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and so they're like, we're going to do this. And I was like, this was, again, this was in the 90s, and I was like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's really cool. And I'm like, yeah, no, I see what you're saying, that it would be cool. But if I roll up to somebody's, even in the 90s, roll up to somebody's, like, workplace of employment or their house with a freaking Nerf gun and start laying fire down on them, something bad is going to happen. So we never went through with it. And I see why now, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're a little smarter than you think you are. So... what are they? It's just crazy, man.
Okay. So the game is going viral across the country on social media, and the game players get assigned a random target they must tag with the water gun.
Right.
At times, rules specify teams can't play the game during school hours or on school property. One such call resulted in a significant police response based on homeowner reporting a man with a gun. Yes, running through their residential yard. Yes, that. This is dumb. I don't understand why you would do that. Like, why? If you're going to do that, get something that this ain't a gun.
Right, like a Nerf gun. Like I said, at least they were like smart enough to be like, we're going to do Nerf guns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we used to when we were kids.
Yeah. No, slap them on the back of the head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, can't touch them. Can't touch them.
No, don't touch
them. Right. Yeah, you can't touch those.
Yeah. I've been getting my kids with that. That song will come on and be like, hey, Luke, what? Can't touch this. Like it'll right with the beat. You know what I'm
and he's like, Dad, you're old. I'm a senior assassin.
Yeah, shut up, boy. I trip you to understand that.
Watch out, boy. I got a water gun. I'm high on Kush.
On the Kushy.
I've been pre sniffing my own bones.
Yeah.
This really ain't a friend line news, but we talked about this before on the podcast. Apparently, they're making a Monopoly movie.
Okay. That seems dumb.
It's starring,
starring Margot Robbie.
Okay, I'm back in.
All right.
Is she going to play the Monopoly man?
Hey, she can play whatever she wants.
I mean, I'm into it. Don't get me wrong. Well, I wonder, will it be like, people will be like, I'm the thimble, and I'm
I'm sorry. It's her production company. Oh. It's her production company. Yeah,
I thought she was going to get out for a while.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm pretty sure she don't need to act after Barbie, man.
Right.
She had to make a killing on that movie.
If you call that acting. I don't know. All I know is I never saw Barbie, so not yet anyway.
Yes,
she does look like.
There's no really details coming out for it. Jamie Priestley.
Yes,
yeah, she looks just like Jamie Priestley.
That's weird.
Who would be awesome person? I mean, how would you? do Monopoly movie. I mean,
it's just like you said, Alan, it's based on a true story. It's based on real life. Based on
real life. They don't really give any details about the script or who's going to play what character.
Well, that's because it's all bullshit and it doesn't make any sense.
It's probably
like Chris Pratt. You play the thumbtack.
Yeah. Well, it's probably Monopoly Go paid.
Is Monopoly public domain?
No.
No?
Because
I've been seeing some weird, like
maybe it is. I don't know.
Ghetto Monopoly, Redneck Monopoly.
Oh, they do have. No, they've been doing that for a while.
I saw Monopoly Simpsonville.
That's a real thing.
Commercial. Have you seen the Monopoly Go commercial? It's like a documentary, and the guy's like, I can't believe she stole my money.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I thought about your mom.
Yeah, dude. That's it, dude. That's exactly it. She was hard. She was hot about that shit.
So, yeah, apparently it is still copyrighted. Monopoly is.
So who owns it? Hasbro?
Or Parker Brothers, one of the two. Parker Brothers, one of the two.
Oh, so... You own that shit, right?
Yeah, it's Nate and Jack.
I wish. But Monopoly, okay, so because Monopoly evolved in the public domain before its commercialization, Monopoly has seen many variant games. Most of these are exact copies of the game with street names replaced with locales from a particular town, university, or fictional place. Yeah. National boards have been released as well over the years. Many specialty Monopoly editions licensed by Parker Brothers / Hasbro and produced by them or their licensees, including USAopoly and Winning Moves Games, have been sold to local and national markets worldwide. Two well-known families of Opoly games, without licenses from Parker Brothers or Hasbro, have also been produced.
Famopoly?
So basically, they're just Opoly. They don't put the mon.
Herpopoly. It's about sexual
transmission diseases. The railroad, they changed the name.
Chlamydiaopoly. Yeah. Jamaica.
Scurvy Avenue.
There you go. Oh, I see you're on Clap Avenue. Clap Street.
when you draw that card,
yeah, antibiotics.
Yeah, like go straight to jail. It's like you got it bent over.
go straight to jail. Go to the clinic.
Get raped.
Pass the clinic. Collect antibiotics.
Yeah, when you go to the $200, you go to the clinic and get some antibiotics.
Did you know that Monopoly was initially a game that was created to tell you that to go against capitalism? It was to prove the evils of capitalism.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. I can see that.
And I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Capitalism bad.
Yes.
Monopoly Hulk angry.
Yeah.
Capitalism annoying. Well, good. I'm glad that whatever you said happened. The movie. What was it going to be like? I hope it's a movie about people playing the game.
Right.
Like, I hope it's just like, you think it would be like Jumanji?
They had a really good sketch on Saturday Night Live, Kristen Wiig hosted. And it's like, they're sitting around the dinner table and they're having dinner and they're finishing up dinner. And the dude was like, hey, you know what would be a great idea? It's like three couples. He goes, I found this old game at a garage sale. It's about trains. Let's play this game, this board game. And Grizzly Wig's like, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting Jumanji'd. And they went on a big tear because, like, one couple was younger and, you know, they're older. So they were like, no, you get sucked into the game in Jumanji. No, the game comes out in Jumanji. He was in there fighting over one and two Jumanji.
Jumanji.
That's really, right, really because, good. Yeah, that's right, because it's different. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even different. Think
about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's different.
That's Monopoly for you.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they were like, it's stupid. It was just a movie, blah, blah, blah. And then they do get sucked into the game. Hey. But the dude was like, you said you didn't want to get Jumanji, so you're good. You can leave. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I told you. Not getting Jumanji.
Jumanji.
It was hilarious. I was stoned when I saw it.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Yeah, legend.
It was right after the WrestleMania. Yeah.
I was still hyped up.
Yeah.
The Saturday Night Live was at WrestleMania after WrestleMania on a Sunday.
So he was like, "Oh, Kristen Wiig came out."
3 days, 2 days.
The lights came off and Kristen Wiig popped out.
Yeah.
That's funny. So okay. So any more Friendline news?
No, that's all I got for this week, man. All
right, Alan, you got any Friendline news for me?
No.
Well, I have a. Uh-oh. It's not really a sort of a Friendline news.
Okay, go ahead. Give it.
Sadness.
Up.
Sadness. Aww. I went to. Okay, so this is a Friendline Foods. We'll call it. So I went to a not very local establishment.
Sadness.
Oh, weird. I didn't know it. Okay. Just let it run.
Sadness.
Is it just going to keep going? I don't know. I'm going to let it play. I'm fine with it. Let it play.
I don't know.
Turn it off. All right. So it's too much. It's too much. So me and the boy were like, we were driving back from Charlotte the other day, and I was looking for, we're hungry, it's like late, and he was like, "Where do you want to get, you want to stop and get some food, Dad?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's go somewhere I haven't been in years that I used to love, and even though it's a trash place, we should go there." And that place is called Crystal Burger.
Ah, yeah.
There's a Crystal Burger on the way back, and last time we came back from Charlotte, I missed it. I missed the exit, so I was like, "We're not going there." So I'm like, I'm not turning around to go to Crystal. Like, Crystal's I know it's trash. So, but you know, it's one of those things where you're like, sometimes you gotta do that. You know, like, you know, Taco Bell's gonna F your stomach up, but sometimes you gotta do it.
Yeah. You know, it does.
Like 3 to 6 times a week. But, yeah, you know, just barely. So,
the only way I can shit.
Right, exactly. It's how I burglarize, and then I eat Taco Bell, and I go commit a series of B&Es, and then I shit burgles. All their toilets.
Burgle.
It's gurgle burgles. That's what I call it. My stomach gurgles, I burgles. So we were like, all right, he's like, yeah, cool, let's go to Crystal. You know, it's like 9 o'clock at night. So I'm like, you know, probably be open or whatever. I think they're open 24/7. Mm-hmm. So we get there, and we're met with a sign on the door. It is open, mind you. Mm-hmm. It is open, and we immediately get there. There's a sign on the door that says, "Sorry for any inconvenience.
Oh, wow.
But we are out of, and I shit you not, wings, pups, pickles, apple pies, cheese, fries, buns."
God,
and I was like, what the fuck do they have? So I went up and I'm like, what do you have? And they're like, oh, well, we do have like a little bit of this kind of bun. If you get like the chicken, whatever it is, chicken crystal or whatever. And I was like, God, this is a mistake, man. We're doing something
stupid.
Give you
a box of meat.
Right. I would have been fine with that.
Onions on it.
They didn't have onions. They were out of onions.
Had a fork.
They were legitimately out of onions. So then I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll get like the chicken sandwich and like what normally comes on that. And they're like, it's like pickles and onions and mustard, but we're out of pickles and we're out of onions. And I was like, just okay. Mustard. I was like, can you do like ketchup? They're like, no, we're out of ketchup.
I'd have drove off, man.
I would have gone to Food Lion and get some.
Why would you do that? Microwavable ones.
Well, so finally we got whatever. And like, part of this kind of became like a gag for me because like, I know Crystal is trash. Right. So, but I was like, you know, you get it sometimes, and like Jack's never had it, so I was like, I'm gonna like make it like it's this huge thing, and then when he's like, Dad, this is like gross, I'll be like, yeah, it's always been trash. I didn't tell you that. So that's exactly what happened too. So we got our Crystal Burgers and like got down the road, and we're like eating them, driving down the road, and everything. And he's like, Dad, these aren't very good. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, they're not supposed to be good. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, mine just tastes like mustard. He's like, it just tastes like a mustard sandwich. I was like, yeah, they did go a little heavy on the mustard. Right. And he's like, why do you like these? I was like, oh, I don't really like them.
That's drunk food, man.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really like them. I just haven't had them in a while.
Yes.
And he's like, we could have gone anywhere. This is where you know. I was like, well, you know, I didn't expect them to be out of everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, the inconvenience was
rough. With the no onions, man. That's tough.
No onions.
Yeah, man. Yeah. See, that's, I mean, that takes away from the whole taste of the
So as we're leaving, the lady's like, don't worry, we'll have everything tomorrow. And I'm like, that does not help me at all. Do you think I'm coming back tomorrow? There's no chance I'm coming back tomorrow.
Who eats crystals 2 times?
No, you don't barely make it out. That may be the only thing that saved us, is they were out of so many things that we couldn't kill ourselves via crystal burger.
Even the people that work there don't eat it twice a day.
Oh,
even
the lady, we're walking in there, and the lady, one of these ladies, you know, because, and not, don't, this isn't to be meant to be offensive. But generally speaking, at Crystal Burger, every Crystal Burger I've ever been to, which is only 3, is always a bunch of larger carriage African-American ladies and then one skinny black cook.
Yep.
There's always one skinny black cook, and he's always just like, oh, damn, these fucking bitches. Every time. So we pull in, and the lady, you know, I'm like, yeah, the lady's talking to some other lady who's there, and she's like, I'm turning 17 next week. And I was like, oh, this is weird.
17?
Yeah, she was big, man. She was not. She looked like she was 16 freaking something. I don't know, 16 tons. But she was a big lady. So she's like, I'm turning 17 next week, and then I'm out of here. And I'm like, oh. That's
like
weird.
It's a prison thing.
Yeah, and and then she's like, and of course, and I'm like, damn, this is the most American conversation. She's like, I'm going to start at Walmart.
And I was like, oh, God damn. That's right.
Like, what is wrong with the world?
Leave it.
I don't know that I would feel like Walmart was a lateral move from Crystal, but maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, that's probably more room for growth.
Well, I mean, you can. No, she was plenty grown.
But I don't know if Walmart's hiring. Walmart's a, I mean, every time you go to Walmart, there's nobody
stocking,
there.
To, right.
Stocking. You know, that's it. That's all. That's all they do there is stock, man.
Yeah, it is. It's true. It's like Dollar General.
That's it. That's it. That's all you do there is stop.
That's it. That's all you need to do.
Yep.
That's all the people want is more shit.
Yeah, more shit.
So, yeah, no. But anyway, so don't go to Crystal Burger. That's what I'm saying. And if you do, don't get the nothing burger.
No, shit. Just go to Food Lion, get the White Castle, and put it in the
See, I would have, but I was on the road.
You didn't get it.
No, of course you did. You go by QT and use their microwave.
It wasn't a QT. It was only Crystal.
You didn't have a Crystal Burger.
Right, that's true.
You didn't have a
Crystal Burger.
You went to Crystal.
You had quartz.
I had the cubic zirconia sandwich.
Yeah. You had one of them.
It was delicious.
One of them healing crystals.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I had the amethyst. Amethyst wrap. No, it was trash, and now Jack knows it's trash. But guess what? Every time we go to Charlotte, I'm going to try and make him go there on the way home.
The leg type burgers.
He won't do it. There was one other thing, and then we can end the show. But while we were at Charlotte, we went to this. Okay, now, Fred, this made my trip. This is why I was okay with the crystal shenanigans. Uh-huh. Because we go to Charlotte, and we always like you know, my son and I, we like to eat weird food sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to say weird food, but just food that like we don't have here where we are.
Right.
So, thank you, Alan. So, we found this very traditional Chinese restaurant, like authentic as shit Chinese restaurant. And I'm like, let's go there. And he's like, yeah, it sounds good. We go, it's called Tu Wong Fu's. It's called Wong's Chinese. And it says, Tu Wong's, don't make it right. Anyway.
Call back.
Thank you. So, we go there and I'm like, yeah, what do you want? And so, I was like reading online. And they were like, oh, their Szechuan dishes are awesome, right? Do you know what Szechuan is?
It's like a little bit of everything.
Szechuan pepper. No, it's like a special kind of peppercorn that apparently is supposed to be for spicy foods. It's a region in China where everything they make there is spicy, right? Mm. And are supposed to be. And the Szechuan peppers, the real Szechuan peppers, numb your mouth. So, like, as you're eating it, your mouth, like, goes numb, which is supposed to be, like, an interesting experience. Mm. So I was like, I'm going to do that.
Wouldn't that kill your taste buds?
I don't know. Who fucking knows? I'll get to it. So I'm like, I'm going to do that. I was like, I've never had it. I've always wanted to have it. I'm going to do it. So we get there and I'm like, you know, talking to the lady. I'm like, okay, so I want to get the Szechuan beef, right? And this is a very Asian lady. And this touched me in my heart, Fred. You got to understand.
You want beef?
So I was like, I'm going to get the Szechuan beef combo. And she's like, oh, you like spicy? And I was like, yeah, you know, yeah, a little bit. And she's like, you like spicy or you like, I was like, you mean like white people spicy? And she's like, yeah, do you like white people? I said, no, I need actual spicy. And she's like, oh, then you not order from white people menu. here's the real menu. And I was like, all right. She was like, she's like, just, you know, I was like, what should I get? Since, you know, she's like, oh, white people only get combos. So everyone else, she's like, get this. And I was like, I've never felt more Asian in my life. So she totally reached out. Yeah, I was like, she knows me.
Drill Styles chicken.
Yeah, that's it. She was like, you get this. It's called fried rice. I was like, I've never heard of that. No, she was like, get this. It's three, what was it? It was like three chili chicken or something. And she was like, it's really spicy. And it wasn't very spicy. It was good, though. It was pretty delicious.
Yeah.
But it did numb my mouth. And it made it really weird because, like, I went to drink my drink and it was just like, like, my mouth, my shit was numb. It was awesome, man. I was like, this is the best weird chicken I've ever had, and now I'm totally Asian. So that was it. This is just a stupid story.
You're totally Asian?
Asian.
He's Asian. Barbecue.
Me and barbecue, baby. So, but yeah, so I'm one of them now. I'm one of us.
Was it as good as the one in Vegas?
It was different, but it was quite good.
Excellent.
Like I said, it was just good because it was something, like I said, it was legit, and, you know, that's always good. But no, the one in Vegas was excellent. All right, guys. That's it. I don't have anything else to talk about.
We're talking about food again.
Talking about sandwiches. Talking about, I watched the thing. We went to there and they had poops. We'll see a poop. I'll show you a poop.
There you go.
This is how much the average person poops in 1 month, according to Discovery Zone. And we'll put this on the thing. So there you go. There's a month worth of poops. There it is. All right. Well, that's enough of that. Good night, everybody. We'll be back next week with more shit, literally and figuratively.
That was awesome.
So many poops. I'm just going to call this episode So Many Poops.
So Many Poops.
Oh, shit.
No, that's people poops.
No, I don't.
Apparently. Can we put it back on screen?
No. All
right. Good night, everybody.
We are laughing. And we are very good friends. Good buddies sharing a special moment.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on a rebound on the med side.
Get to the chopper!
Oh, what a day. What a moment.
Well, that's all, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goddamn hip. Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As you know, I'm a man of special needs.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.